Hey, baby.
Hi, baby.
How's your husband like a laxative? They both irritate the shit out of you. Hey, we're Eric and Nicole.
And this is the Hey Baby Podcast.
Welcome back. You made it for another episode with us. Today, Nicole wants to talk a little bit about friendship. Right, baby? Why are you fucking staring at over there?
I'm sorry. There is some, like, circle outlines on the floor.
Is it from Queen Latifah?
No.
Queen Latifah, by the way, is our robotic vacuum cleaner.
It kind of looks like water spots, and so I was like, what the heck?
Well, we know for sure it's not from when you made your own damn coffee.
No.
I'm just saying it's probably my fault.
No, it looks like water has set there for like it's like a puddle of water, but I don't know. Anyways,
we'll revisit this later.
We can talk about that at a later date and time. I did want to talk about friendships and friends and what they are, and that was a weird sound that came from my throat. And if you have any, and what friendship means to you, or what a good friendship looks like. And you know what? While we're at it, we can even talk about how our senior pastor BT talks about how husband and wives can't be best friends or shouldn't be best friends. I can't remember if he says that they can't be or they shouldn't be, or
basically you need that other relationship outside of your spouse relationship. At least that's that's what I got out of it.
So you shut that conversation down immediately.
It's not my intention at all.
So we'll talk about that a little bit, I suppose. And what are you got that face on for?
Just because you're beautiful and I like looking at you.
That's very nice of you to say.
It's very nice of you to be beautiful.
I don't feel like I have that kind of control over.
I suppose. Well, to be fair, you could like wake up. You could not take care of your skin and get it all dried out and cracked. You could not take care of your eyebrows or your face, or not take care of your hair like you do. You spend a lot of time making sure your hair is nice. And
no, I don't.
Well, I mean, like the curl thing. You like give a shit about your curls. You don't just like leave them all like fucking helter skelter and shit.
I do let them be helter skelter.
Specific about what shampoo and conditioner and all that jizz jazz you use. You always make sure
and use the right shit. I use just jazz or shit.
Anyway, back to what we were supposed to be talking about.
Thank you for the compliment.
Friendship.
Controversial topic. Can men and women be best friends?
Sure.
Sure. Sure, says the man who has a best friend that is a woman.
Well, that's why. It's obvious.
So it should be yes. Sure is not a affirmative. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't say it like, sure.
It's not.
Sure, I guess. It was sure. Like, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, there. That is what I was looking for.
Yeah. That was the kind of sure it was. If you play it back, you won't hear me go, sure. You'll hear me go, sure. Like, of course. Duh. What do you think?
Okay. I'll allow that.
I know you will.
Oh, I will not rage on you right now.
I know you won't.
Oh, my God. Okay. So you believe that men and women can be best friends. I would love to hear our listeners' opinions on this. So that if you have any opinions on men and women being best friends, email us at podcast@nicoleanderic.com.
Yeah, I would like to hear what you have to say.
Why do you think, or not why, what makes a good friendship between a man and a woman where it's strictly best friends and it's not something where people would be like, oh, well, he was friend zone, or every guy that's friends with a woman is just friends with her because he would bang her, or he's had a thought that he would.
Well, that's what a lot of people are going to say no matter what. Like, no matter what the friendship is, no matter how platonic it is or whatever you want to call it, there's always going to be people who look at it from the outside and they're like, they're doing it, or they're just waiting to do it, or whatever the case is.
Oh, I guess that's true, because, I mean, that's going to happen if I have a male partner at work.
Oh, yeah.
That's fantastic.
You're fucking every dude you ride with. That's all there is to it.
Oh, jeez, Pete.
I mean, she's not really.
No, not at all. Not in, like, the least little bit interested in that, but that you just kind of made me realize that that rumor will happen.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not best friends with these people.
Yes. Yeah. Yet. I mean, you could very well end up with a partner or somebody that you end up being absolute chums with at work.
What do we live in, the 1960s? Why do we call people chums?
I almost did, so. I was much closer than you were to the 60s, if we're being honest.
So what makes this friendship work between a man and a man and a woman?
People are people. It doesn't matter to me that you have boobs and a vagina. Well, it matters to me that you have boobs and a vagina because I get a lot of use out of those. But
that is not going in.
It does. All right, because I would like to get a lot of use out of those. That doesn't enter into it. Just people are people. It would be no different saying, how can you be friends with a black dude? Or how can you be friends with a Mexican dude? Like, they're just people. If that person who happens to be a female is somebody who I get along with and gel with for whatever reason on a friendship level, then that's just what it is.
Okay, but we're talking like best friends here, where I guess people even say men and women can't be friends, but there's a level of friendships. There's a level between friends and best friends that like elevates that friendship, where people who are best friends have like, or people, you're closer with each other. You share more details. You know, I don't feel like I don't really know how to ask this question. So you've been friends with Emily for a long time.
Yeah.
So was there ever a problem, or was there ever rumors that started, or was it ever a problem that you were friends with her? Did it cause any?
Oh yeah. I mean, no real problems as far as I was concerned, but there were always some sort of little background, either rumors or, like I said, oh, they're just waiting to bang. If they haven't yet, they will eventually. That's just shit people say. And for the most part, for us, it was mostly work stuff because that's where we met and we worked together and everything. But her and I had talked about it before that it always just kind of took somebody getting to know us and work with us for a while to then realize like, oh no, they're just friends. Like there's nothing there. That's not a thing. But a lot of times it would be the people kind of more outside the circle were looking from the outside in that didn't get to see our actual interaction with each other all the time and how we talked and acted and whatnot. People that were outside that immediate circle would be the ones who would be like, oh, they're going to have something going on. Does that make sense? And then once they got to know us a little bit, it was like, no.
So why would people say that? Why would the outside people say that?
Just because people are people. People like to start rumors. People like to make shit up. People like to look at stuff and read into it. Like we see that all day, every day, all the time. I think part of it is people have a, I don't know if it's misconception or they read into the fact that a man and woman are close or they talk to each other a lot or hang out a lot, whatever the case is. And to a fair, I mean, there is an assumption. Like if I see a man and a woman walking through Kroger together, I assume they're together. I assume they're a couple. Even if I don't know them, that's an assumption you probably make too, right? That's just a normal assumption people make. So if somebody runs into me and my best friend at Kroger, that's going to look weird to a lot of people if they think we aren't a couple. You know what I mean? Without doing what it's like a traditional couple thing. That sometimes makes people think, oh, that's kind of weird or whatever the case is. But like I said, it would always be the people who didn't really know us. That once they got a chance to know us, it would be like, it's just Eric and Emily. That's what they are. Does that make sense? You can't look at me weird on a podcast.
I can. I absolutely can.
You have to make words to your face.
I can look at you however I want to look at you while I process what you're saying. What you're saying, yes, makes sense. I guess I would like to know more on how that being friends with somebody of the opposite gender works. How you make it work, how, like, what it takes. I mean, I guess it just takes the two of you being like, well, I'm not interested in anything but a friendship with you, but
I don't know that it was ever voiced, but, you know, like, it's just obvious. Like, I've never hit on you, you've never hit on me.
Well, no, I don't think that is what makes it, because I know there are people out there who are friends with people that they do find attractive and do want something more from that, and they don't ever say that or they don't ever do the things. So I don't think it's that, but I don't really know how to say what is in my head. So I was just trying to figure out how a successful female male friendship has been so successful, and from that standpoint, like I don't know how to ask what I'm trying to seek here, because you know I'm friends with some guys, and I would say like the closest male friend that I have would probably be Ridgeway, and that's just because he's a cool dude and his wife is super sweet, but like never, like, yeah, the thought of that thought never crossed my mind. So
yeah,
so I don't know.
And he's a really talented woodworker, so if you end up needing any countertops or tables or whatever the hell he makes, hit up Ridge Woodworks on Facebook. And he's not paying us for this. I mean, if you want us to keep saying your name, Ridge, you will. But, you know, this is your freebie.
I think you just threatened him.
No, I'm like a crack dealer. You get the first ad for free. And if you want, you got to pay after that, motherfucker.
Yeah, I love my counters. And whatever that, originally I had him try to make the stove cover, but our stove was so janked up, we turned it into
an awesome table.
Yeah, rolled away table. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, he's made some really cool shit for us, and we plan on using him more in the future. Matter of fact, we need to get our template to him.
I know, it's sitting in the back of my car, and I was supposed to meet him at the safety building one morning, and then I just, we had calls, and I couldn't meet him before.
Must be tough being the real police.
You should
give that to me, because I'm just driving around all night like, what the fuck? I can deliver shit. Sure, you want me to drive down to the safety building? I got nothing going on. I'd do that.
Are you close to Jefferson Township?
I can be close to anywhere. At 3 a.m, I can get anywhere. Fun story. One time, my buddy Rich and I.
Did you see how long it would take you to get to the Richmond and then back?
Yeah.
Yeah. It took 15 minutes?
We raced Indiana and back one night. Pretty sure the statute of limitations on that's over with, and I can't get fired for that anymore. I don't know, but we might have to hold that till I retire.
Say, wait till you.
Yeah, we did. It was like 25 years ago. One night we were just like, bet you I can make it to Indiana faster than you.
Yeah, let's wait till you retire to share that story.
All right, that's fair.
Can't be risking that retirement money.
All right, so anyway, your best male friend is probably Ridge.
Yeah, so, but I mean, that came out of going to the police academy together. So I don't know if it's quite the same way. So we haven't been best friends for 15 years or anything, or however long you guys have been best friends.
Oof, I don't even
with
know.
With your besties. So I don't know. And we both had, you know, like we both had significant others, and not quite the same. We just became good friends.
Yeah.
And my other female best friends that they're not in the vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess the other best friend that came out of the academy is Rebecca, and she's in Centerville. We do the thing that you and Landon do, where we talk occasionally. I probably talk to her more than you talk to Landon, but
yeah, it's probably not hard. Isn't that hard to say? You probably talk to people you dislike more than I talk to Landon, who's my best friend since like fourth or fifth grade. So it's kind of sad, isn't it?
I wouldn't say I talk to people I dislike, but I was just thinking in my head that I've probably dealt with the same people more than you've talked to Landon in the last 3 months.
Probably.
So that just...
We should see if they want to join us one day. That could be fun.
We would need another mic, but yeah.
Yeah, that could be cool. That would be cool to have on.
That would be so like weird in like a good way. Like the podcast would be like weird energy. Like,
yeah.
I don't mean... awkward weird. I mean, like a fun weird energy.
Yeah, yeah. So my best friend Landon, and I before we publish this, I should probably ask if he cares if I say his name on a podcast.
I was wondering, we might want to be like, make I doubt up he new will names.
We'll check all these people out. We'll ask him. Worst case, I can edit over it and be like Bob. Out of nowhere. Fred.
Maybe we should.
But no, I don't think he'll give a shit. But so yeah, my best friend Landon and I, we were, it's like fourth or fifth grade. We can never really remember. We were in the same church. And one day, I think it was his mom came up to me and my mom with him, and our moms were basically like shoved us at each other. Like, you know how like moms kind of do, like, here, you guys are friends now. Here, this is Landon. He's your friend. Here, this is Eric. He's your friend. You guys are going to be friends. And we always just kind of say, we just kind of like shrugged and we're like, fuck it. All right. And then the next thing you know, we're fucking 50 something years old and still hanging out. But that's pretty much how my friendship with Landon came about. And then we went to different schools up until, I believe it was his sophomore year when he joined us at the high school I went to. And went to high school together there, and just very different paths in life. He's an artist, a sculptor, super creative, very talented sculptor, does some really amazing work. And I always love seeing his sculpture and the stuff he does. I helped him do one of his installations. He just needed some help, like hanging some shit from a ceiling. And the amount of work and passion he puts into his art just blows my mind. But when people, and I'm sure he's had the same thing, when people are, when I'm at a party at his house or whatever the case is, his kind of, I'm just going to say, like, super liberal artist friends are probably looking at me, the freaking tattooed cop with a black rifle shirt who's showing up at his house like, who is this fucking dude? And it's probably the same way on my side when people meet Land, and then they're like, who's the freaking hippie-ass liberal artist that's hanging out with Eric? But we've just always been, you know, friendships first. And the other shit doesn't really matter. And we always have managed to stay close no matter what, as different phases of our life. And to me, one of the things I like about my friends is for them to be, I hate to use the word diverse, but come from different walks of life, just because I think diverse is overused, but come from different walks of life. So I like hanging out with Landon and his friends because it gets me out of the bubble of conservative gun-toting yahoos that I normally hang out with. Are you done with this podcast?
No, I'm sorry. I was listening, but I was looking up the whole men and women can be friends from a from the standpoint of like I was trying to find out more the opinion of in a what's the word I'm looking for? I guess godly way. Like if you're like,
ugh, good luck with that. The problem with that is what you're going to read and what you're going to see in my experience and opinion isn't necessarily God's opinion.
Yeah. As it's I was scrolling, I was
some church that. Lady's opinion of what she thinks God wants.
Right. And I was trying to find see if BT if he had written any articles on it. I know it was a message, that he had preached. But I was trying to find it so I could outline to get more of his meaning without having to rewatch it and stop this podcast. I think it's possible if you're mature enough, I suppose. But I'm breaking my brain here. Like I can't form words, so this is great for, you know, a podcast. Okay, so I guess the view from our podcast, our opinion, would be you can be best friends. You can be friends. How do you keep it from becoming more than that? As in, you to keep it from developing into something that it should not be? Because, you know, how like if you talk to somebody, why are you laughing?
I almost said something really terrible. If Emily heard this, she'd kill me. I always said the trick is to make sure you have an ugly opposite sex best friend, which is totally unfair because Emily's actually a very beautiful lady. Like she is very pretty. And
I don't know if you put that out there, if you would have a best friend anymore.
No, actually, I know her well enough to know she would laugh after she got
really mad.
Fake offended. She would pretend to be offended.
Sorry. So, in all seriousness, maybe you've never had to worry about that, but how do you keep it from becoming something that it shouldn't? Whether, like, an emotional affair or beyond that.
To me, if there's a danger of it going there, you don't have a... a true friendship to begin with. If there's a danger of it going to a place where that's inappropriate or that is going to turn sexual or whatever the case is, you don't have a best friend in the way I'm looking at to begin with. To me, it was like I said, it's no different than like, I'm not going to suddenly tomorrow decide I want to bang Landon. That's not going to happen.
Okay, but maybe it's just because I'm not articulating it well. But if
you... I'm getting the dirty look again, guys. Send help.
No one's going to answer the door.
That was scary as hell. Anyway, I'm sorry.
So... Hear me out. Bear with me out on this road here. Do you talk about things with your best friend that you wouldn't talk about with your significant other? And I'm referring to Emily, not Landon.
Yeah, I knew. Not normally, no.
Why?
Okay, and this is just gets kind of weird. So now, no, almost absolutely not ever. Previously, there were things I talked about with my best friend that I didn't talk about with my ex, just because my ex and I didn't communicate the way you and I do. So I couldn't sit and have a open, honest communication with her a lot of times the way you and I can. So there would be things that I would talk to Emily about that bothered me, that upset me, whatever the case was, that I didn't feel like I could talk to my ex about. Does that make sense?
Yes.
But now, in a healthy, communicative relationship, I don't feel the need to go talk to anybody else about anything, because the first place I come when I have a problem or a need or whatever the case is you. Could I imagine a situation where you and I might be having some super horrible problem where I need to go find Emily or Landon or whatever the case is and talk to them about it? I can imagine it. But thus far, we do a really good job at talking our own shit out with each other. Even if we get upset or mad, whatever the case is, you having a meltdown, I'm having a meltdown, whatever it is, I'm really angry moment. We tend to do a really good job of working through it ourselves and talking and keeping those open lines of communication. So I never feel like I need to go talk to somebody else about us or a problem we're having or whatever the case is. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does. What? Now, what is the difference between your... Is there a difference between your female best friendship and your male best friendship?
Sometimes. And even sometimes in kind of what you were just talking about, if I was having a problem, like a relationship problem, I would probably be more likely to go talk to Emily than I would go talk to Landon.
Why that?
Because I feel like she has the female perspective that a lot of times that might be what I'm looking for. Whereas Landon, he's another dude. He's going to give me the dude perspective. And he's never given me bad advice that I can think of. Like, I mean, I've talked to him about problems and shit before, and it's never been like awful advice. But sometimes I feel, ooh, did you hear that? My belly, wait a minute.
Do not. Oh my God.
For the record, that was not Alexa. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break while I change my underwear, and we'll be right back.
You're so gross.
That might actually, in like almost 4 years of being together, be one of the first times I've farted in front of you on purpose.
I think it's the second time, and it was this week, both times.
I farted on you this week?
No, you've never farted on me, and oh, I swear the I day
have.
You do.
I have. You don't remember it? I farted on you in bed one time.
Okay, ew. You could have left the context out. I don't remember that.
Yeah. You were like fast asleep, and you rolled over, and you were like pushed up against me, like like we always are almost at night, but my back was to you, so, and you curled into me, and all of a sudden, I was like, uh-oh, shit. And like I felt my ass cheek slapping against your thigh while you're snuggled up next to me. And just like, for context, everybody, we sleep naked. And
they don't so need to know.
She's like, well, that just makes the slapping up against your thigh feel like a little more authentic. So she's like sitting there like, oh my God. Well, I mean, I was like, oh my gosh. And she's asleep. And I was like, I don't think she woke up. I think maybe she woke up. Is she awake? I don't know. She didn't say anything. I think she's asleep.
I'm so mad at you right now.
Why?
That's so gross.
You didn't know, though, so it doesn't matter. I mean, do you remember sometime in the last couple of months waking up with shart on your leg?
Ew! I hope your best friends have a place for you to stay because you're staying there tonight. That is so disgusting.
Okay, I won't shart on you anymore.
Oh my gosh, that's so gross.
All right, anyway, where were we?
I'm not done being disgusted.
Okay, very good.
So yucky.
This is our open lines of communication we enjoy so much.
I do not enjoy that.
Oh, sorry.
I do not enjoy being farted on.
Well, you don't even know you were farted on. I might have just made that whole ass thing up for the radio.
Baby, did you make that up?
No, I didn't make that up.
I didn't think so.
She has this fucking evil witchcraft she can do where no matter what, I can try to pull the wool over her eyes and she just looks at me with her little brown eyes and goes, "Baby, is that true?" And I'm just like, no, it's not. We got to talk about, wait, we got to stick on the best friend stuff, but sometime we got to tell the Laguda story and that kind of shit.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, we will.
We will. Eventually.
All right. Where were you at on your best friend thing?
I don't know. What's on your watch? That's more important.
Right. The credit union would like me to know that I have a low balance.
Which one?
The account we need to close.
Oh, yeah. That one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I guess I got another question for you. Once you're in an established relationship, married, dating, whatever, you've got this. Do you think, or what is your opinion on your significant other developing a new relationship, new friendship with the opposite sex?
I think for me, and I think I've explained this to you before, jealousy is a me problem. If I'm jealous, that's a problem I need to deal with for myself, not a problem of yours. So if I'm suddenly jealous of a friend you have or of something you're doing or whatever the case is, that's not something you need to fix. That's something I need to fix. That's an insecurity on my part. And
I don't think setting boundaries for somebody is jealousy. As in, you'd be like, I think you're spending too much time with this person, or I don't appreciate that, you know, you guys have done this, this, and this together when we're not doing anything of us together.
Yeah, and I suppose if it got to that point, maybe it would be different to me. I don't know.
And I can agree with the jealousy thing, but I guess it's not about you being jealous, because my question is, if I suddenly found a best friend that I was hanging out with all of the time and talking to all of the time, if you're jealous, there's a reason behind that, and that might be my issue to fix for you to bring, because it's not necessarily jealousy, it's you're not getting the attention that you need from me. So like, if you suddenly became friends with a new female, I don't know, Susie Q from
That bitch. Susie Q's the worst.
So you have a new best friend and you're putting a lot of effort into this friendship, because friendships and new relationships, whatever level, require time and effort. And I didn't say something to you, then of course, it's not you issue, because you don't know about this problem. That's a me issue that I would need to fix, which would be speaking up to you and having open lines of communication. Hey, I don't mind if you're friends with this person, but I feel like you're giving them more time and attention than you're giving to me. That's not jealousy.
Okay. Yeah, I can agree with that. No, I think if you put it in those terms, no, I don't think that's jealousy.
But that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, can you develop a new friendship with the opposite sex? I mean, the answer ultimately, I suppose, would be yes, because, you know, like, I'm friends with Ridge, but the difference there is we talk. But we don't, like, we're not hanging out every day, every week. I mean, some days we don't even talk every day. We exchange, like, snaps and that's it.
That's how we started. Wait a minute.
But, like, there's not a lot of probably intentionality and stuff
there's between that word
the
again.
Yeah, between the two of us. So I guess there's when you call somebody jealous, it's usually because they're behaving poorly. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
she's talking trash about this person because she's jealous. She doesn't have anything good to say because she's jealous. Like, what would make you think that I was jealous if you and your friend Susie Q, what would I have to do?
Hmm.
And if you told a new friend, oh, she's just jealous, I feel like that's creating a secretive relationship between the two of you, which could be a problem.
Like if I told a friend, like, Nicole's just jealous. Yeah, I wouldn't. No, that's not appropriate. Not a place I would go.
And then if you told me, oh, you're just jealous.
That's closer to a place I would go, but I have a hard time imagining having to say that to you. But yeah, before I would tell my friend, like, oh, she's just a jealous bitch, I would probably be more apt to be look at you and be like, is this just jealousy or what? What's this?
Yes, because she's about? Getting your time and I'm not.
Okay, so is that jealousy? That's what, I mean, yeah. To me, that sounds like jealousy. And then the question then becomes, okay, what is it that's making you think this person is getting my time that you should be getting?
I'm your wife.
Okay.
But in this pretend scenario. Well, I mean,
is it, hey, it's a Saturday night and you're home, but I'm going to go hang out with my friend and her and I are going to go see a movie together. Like, weird. That would, to me, yes. That would be super problematic. It would be the same way. If you and I were home tomorrow night and you were like, hey, I'm going to go see a movie with Ridge. I'd be like, the fuck? Okay.
Yeah, that would be really weird because I'd be like, hey, are you going to come with us?
Yeah, that would be normal for us. but if it's like a Thursday in the middle of the day when I'm asleep, because that's what I do, and you were like, hey, Ridge and I are going to go to lunch Thursday. Fuck, have at it. Have a nice time. If it's, to me, if it's something where I'm being left out, that's going to bother me more than like specifically left out of a thing I could be at or be attending or be doing with you. It's if I feel like I'm missing time with you because of this other person, that's when I'm probably going to start to be like, nah, I don't like this so much.
And I'm not sure jealousy fits within the context of this. Like, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's because I just have a misunderstanding or something. But I feel like if there's jealousy involved, it is a two-person problem, not a my problem to adjust. Because I feel like it's like a two-way street here. I need to tell you what's bothering me, and you need to to reassure me. That, and not over the top, like, where it's, like, to a controlling extent where, you know, I have to read every message or be at everything you do. I feel like it would take both parties of the relationship to have a new friendship develop. Because, I mean, I guess even if you had a new male best friend suddenly and you're, like, always spending time together and doing this stuff, be like, dang, I feel left out. But I also don't have to worry that it's going to step in the bounds of a romantic relationship.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I guess the gender does play a factor.
Yeah, I suppose it do.
I guess jealousy would kind of come in if you were like, hey, I have a new best friend, Susie Q. And I'd be like, oh, no. That would be immediate jealousy. Like, absolutely not, maybe. Like, I don't know.
I've heard that imagining, like, announcing, I have a new best friend, even if it's a dude. I have a new best friend. His name's Stan.
Okay. That's true. That's
but true. No, I know what you mean. Well, and I think part of that, too, is, like, even when it comes to M, like, you've known her almost since the beginning. When did you first meet her? My birthday party? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
She was a little nicer than Allie.
Allie was, she was
little,
funny.
Not much.
She wasn't trying to be mean. She said, Allie's my daughter. She said, I just couldn't stop staring at this person that was dating my dad.
No, no. It was the exact opposite. She would not look at me or did not speak to me. And when I said something to you, you're like, no, it's fine. But then when he actually approached Allie about it, she's like, yeah, I knew if I looked at her, I would not stop staring.
Oh, yeah, that was it.
And... yeah, so.
That's so funny. Oh, that was a terrifying day.
It was really fucking awkward.
It was.
And I left not feeling great, so.
Because that was the first you met Allie?
That was when I met all the kids I had that I hadn't met.
Nate was, yeah, you'd already met Nate. There's a story for another day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right. You hadn't met Zach and Annalise yet.
I hadn't met anybody except for Nate.
Yeah.
And that was it.
And that went well. You and Nate hit it off right away.
Nate's great. It's a good story for the future.
That's a funny story.
But yeah, I've known Emily for...
Yeah, so I think it would be different if all of a sudden, out of nowhere, there was this new person that was, like, taking my attention or my time or whatever the case is. Like,
yeah.
I think that would be fair.
Okay. So, yeah, we're on the same page.
Of course we are. We're married.
That...
Same pages is what we do.
Not all the time. We might be in the same book, but we ain't on the same page or even the same chapter at times.
Fair enough.
Okay, so we're going to circle back to the message from BT during one of his messages about how you need...
other friends besides your spouse to be your best friend.
Yes. So can you be best friends with your spouse? See, I feel like if you say no, this creates a...
Then you're going to be mad at me.
Hear me out. This is the reason. Because... I would be upset that if you said, we can't be best friends. Because best friends have this relationship of closeness and sharing things. And sometimes that friendship has developed before you.
Okay.
Right? So I will never have with you what that person does. So that is a little bit of a jealousy.
Okay.
Hurt heart feeling. Right? And that is a me issue, for sure. But continue on.
What you were continuing on?
Well, I was telling you why I was going to be mad.
You're mad?
Now finish answering the question and quit deflecting.
What was the question? I forget what we were talking about.
Can you and I be best friends?
Oh, that's right. That's where we're at. Sorry, I was completely lost with the question.
And you were going to say no.
No, I wasn't going to say no. I understand what BT in his message was basically saying that... I feel like, and I would have to listen to it again, but I feel like he was basically saying you shouldn't be best friends with your spouse. That you Correct. should have another best friend outside. And maybe to me, it's because I have a hard time thinking of like one best friend. This is my best friend. This is here is number one, and this is number two, and this is number three. I don't look at it that way. Like, again, if somebody asks me, who's your best friend? I go, Landon and Emily. Like, that's them. They're both my best friend. Different people, completely different kinds of people, both my best friend. I don't typically, if somebody said, who's your best friend? I wouldn't normally be like, Nicole, my wife. Because to me, that's assumed that you're my best friend. You are the person who
you know what they say when you assume, right?
But good. To me... You are obviously my best friend. You're my best person. You're the person I want to be with all the time. Anytime I can't be anywhere else or anytime I'm not somewhere else, I'd rather be with you, whatever the case, however I mean to say that. So I feel like you are absolutely my best friend. No doubt about it. There's nothing I can't share with you, nothing we can't talk about, nothing we can't do. When I think about the future or adventures or whatever it is, you're the person I want to do it with. So you're the person I want to do it with. So yes, I think of you as my best friend. Absolutely. And that's one place I kind of disagreed with BT's message was I don't see a problem with saying my spouse is my best friend, but I also agree with what he was saying that you need other best friends. And his message was mostly like specifically male, female, like,
yes,
like you need other dude, you know, like you need dude friends to hang out with. You need guys you can go freaking, I don't know, arm wrestle with or freaking lightsaber fight or whatever the hell it is you want to do.
Boys are weird.
like you need to have that also. And I need to have male friends I can hang out with to beat my chest and act like a freaking tool man or whatever the fuck. Exactly. So I need that, just like you need your female friends. And when you have your girls' Bible study nights or girl, you know, like that's calling any of those people your best friends would not be offensive to me at all, because it's a different kind of, I don't know if I say different kind of friendship, but you need that just like I need to hang out with dudes. Does that make sense? And I think BT's message was mostly saying you need friendships outside your marriage. Not,
I didn't think about that.
Not so much like, I think we get hung up on the best friend word. You need friendships outside your marriage. You need close friendships outside your marriage. You need close friends who you can talk to and engage with and bounce problems off of them and support. That's important. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And when you put it in those terms and in that perspective, it comes across a little less like, oh no, I can't be friends with my husband. What are you saying? That's so atrocious. Like, so I don't know why I feel the need to talk in such a weird voice.
I can't be friends with my husband. I can't be friends with my wife. Dan, should we just both go to cartoon voices now?
I wish I could talk in the like 19th century, 18th century? I don't know. Some old voice. Like, whatever. Because even in the women's group, we kind of talked about it and we're all like, of course our husband's our best friend. If we can't talk to him about it, why can't blah, 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 blah. We were all very, I wouldn't say very offended. We were a little like offended. I don't like the word offended, but we were all a little feeling some type of way with after that. Cause the next day we were talking about
BT's message about you can't be best friends with your spouse.
Yes. But yet we're all in this group talking about how we're craving community with women of, like, women of
exactly.
God. And
yes.
Then we're here create, like, so we kind of missed the overarching message from BT when you lay it out that way.
At least that's how I took it. Like, I didn't take it as, I mean, to me, you absolutely should be my best person, period.
Yes.
End of story, no matter what. And if you really, I mean, take the sex out of it, which is difficult to do because we really bang a lot, but take the sex out of it, from the moment we, I always say hooked up and you always give me a funny look, from the moment we got together.
Well, because I don't know if I want this in the podcast yet, but that's literally what we did. So I do have a.
Okay. From the moment we got together as friends, we were very quickly like best friends, because we kind of meshed together so well that it wasn't very long before you were the person I wanted to tell all my shit to, talk to at the end of the day, talk to before bed. How many, like, holy shit, do you remember when I would wasn't FaceTime, it was messenger video, mm-hmm. you at night when you went to sleep, and you would just fucking talk to me until you fell asleep, and then I would leave messenger video running until something happened that meant I had to hang up. Like, sometimes you would wake up like 2 hours later, I would just be driving around at work and I would hear hello, and I'd look down and you'd be like, hey, I'm like, oh, I've just been driving around for a couple hours. Like, we
is
very
that creepy.
It is super weird. It is super weird. Yeah, everybody's like, well, fucking stalker. But like, we very quickly were best friends. Like, no matter how you shake it, we were best friends. We were right there. And we still are. Nice shaking, baby. She's over there shaking for me.
That's weird.
Lots of things are weird. But we were very quickly best friends. So.
We were.
When and I don't know if it was a matter of BT explaining it the way he really meant to make it sound like you shouldn't be friends with your spouse. Like,
I'll have to go back and watch it again or listen to it.
I know what you mean, and I took it kind of the same way you did, but I think to me, what makes more sense is the way we just talked about it now, that you absolutely are best friends with your spouse. Like, you are the absolute number one person in my life. No matter what, you have to be, you always will be. But do I need relationships outside of that? Yes.
Because that gets you out of the house and gets me some me time.
What the fuck, dude?
In all seriousness, I can have me time with you in the house. I just...
And with that, podcast is canceled and you won't be hearing from us anymore.
That's good. Not that we're going to tell people how to make best friends or make friends.
Put an ad in a paper.
Nobody does that anymore. Okay. Papers aren't even like really relevant anymore. So what would you say to have the most authentic friendship?
Just be you.
No. Yeah, that's obvious. But like, it's not, that's really not good advice.
What the fuck? I thought I had good advice over here.
I mean, you do. I shouldn't have probably said it like that. To make the most authentic friendships.
What the fuck was that?
That was my stomach.
I know. I'm pretty sure the mics picked it up.
I think so. This is what was doing in church. I'm surprised you didn't hear it. Like, it starts in my...
I didn't. Luckily, like, our church is loud, so...
Yeah, I was starving, apparently. So, how would you tell people to make friends? Do you think making friends on the internet is the best way to make authentic friendships?
Man, it's like finding a freaking wife on Snapchat. That's fucking weird.
Ew, you didn't find me on Snapchat. That's just how we started talking, not like, because...
And you can't even say it. If you say started talking, it makes it sound like we were like flirting on Snapchat, because we absolutely were not, ever.
Although I did, I mean, the first message I sent you, I guess, was kind of flirty, because I said, I'm never sending you... Nope, never mind. It was dick pics. I said, I'm never going to send you dick pics. Yeah,
she said she's never sending me dick pics, and so, I appreciate that very much. If she's,
that wasn't...
To this day, if she sends me a dick pic, we're going to be concerned.
Although I have shown you every dick pic I have.
That is true. And some of you motherfuckers have ugly dicks.
Okay. See what happens when you make me laugh. I lose my train of thought.
I'm sorry.
So... What was I saying?
How do we find friends? Do we troll for them on the internet or what?
Oh, yeah. Do you feel like people are actually their true authentic selves on the internet?
No, that's why we started this podcast. The whole background of this podcast
that's why being
is
because
we wanted
self,
people to understand who we really were.
Exactly, which is a mean, spoiled little bitch and a very kind, easygoing man who does everything and has created his own problem.
What the fuck? That is hardly accurate.
What's inaccurate about it?
That I'm not a good... I'm just a crippled old fat man.
I never said those words.
No, that's what I'm saying.
And you're none of those.
Whatever. Anyway, grumpy old man says what?
I didn't say you were a grumpy old man either.
Oh, all right. Grumpy middle-aged man says...
You can keep trying, but you're just mad I nailed it. So well.
You didn't. You just threw a wrench in what we were talking about. It was...
You're right.
You were trying to decide how to find a friend.
Yeah. I mean, I know how I personally would find friends, but for me to tell people to...
Oh, like if somebody's like, Nicole, how do I find a friend? What do you tell them?
Oh, I don't know. Nobody's ever asked me how to find friends.
Yeah, no one's ever asked me that. That's weird. If somebody did, I'd be like, you're fucking weird. Just go get a friend, you fucking loser.
But I guess technically... I've seen it like posted in some of the DB groups, mm-hmm. But
in particular, you see it a lot when somebody's new to an area, like, hey, I'm new here. I don't know anybody.
That is why I came to your thing, even though it was an hour away from where I actually lived.
I want to be new here.
So
came to my thing.
If I were to give somebody advice on how to find a friend, I would probably not tell them to get on the internet.
No, absolutely not.
I would say...
Go to places that you like to be and do things you like to do and run into
exactly
somebody there,
right,
doing things you like to do at places you
this
like to be.
This is that same...
Answer it on the podcast. Put it on speakerphone.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Myra, calling from Window Nation. Am I speaking to Nicole?
You are. You guys, this is like the 7th time you guys have called today.
Oh, I'm sorry, were you no longer interested?
No, I'm not. You guys actually can't even help me.
I mean, we were interested until you called us 7 times in a day.
Well, I only see that we've called you 3 times.
Okay, so you guys have you've called me several times, left me several voicemails, have texted me, and I've received an email. The last person that I talked to said you guys were unable to help me because you guys don't do glass block.
Okay, no problem. I can remove the number for you.
I would Perfect. Appreciate it.
Fuck you, Myra. So I don't know if I can edit this out or put it in, but we have had a glass block company phone harassing my woman over here all day long.
Yeah.
And then, well, I guess it's not even a glass block company. It turns out they don't do glass block, which is what we need.
Yep. So I'm a little irritated. I told that to the last person and he said, whoa, we don't actually do that.
After asking to talk to me.
Yeah.
So that he's was talking,
super,
he's,
that super pissed me off. He's talking
to her and he goes, well, are you married? And she says, yes. And he goes, can I talk to your husband? And she's like, what the fuck?
For an estimate.
Yeah. Just to give an estimate and wanted to talk to her husband instead of her.
I was.
Woof. He don't know who controls the fucking money in this relationship. That's for sure. Yeah, like you ask me, hey, can I have a candy bar? I don't know. Let me text my wife and see if I can have a candy bar. I said, okay, can I have a candy bar, baby? No, not this month. Can you put it in the budget for next month? Okay, next month I would like to request $1.95 for a Snickers bar in the budget. Tell me I'm wrong.
I think I'm just going to let you believe that.
That's the truth. What do you mean believe?
Because we do have an out-to-eat budget and a grocery food budget.
Do I have a snack candy at work budget?
As long as you're in the out-to-eat budget and we don't go over, yes. Oh, okay. That's a govern. No, you have to text me every time.
Well, I don't have to because you get a text every time your card gets swiped. Every time I spend a nickel, I get a message from you. What'd you just buy at Walmart?
Hey, to be fair, we've had some fraudulent charges on the bank accounts. We have been
frauded a couple of times, yes.
And thankfully, the banks have corrected that.
Yep, you caught the one.
Yeah, I don't. That was strange.
That was the Amazon one. Yeah,
yeah. Three Amazon charges on the one card that we don't use for like anything.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because you yelled at me. Why stop using this card? And I was like, for what? Amazon. And I looked at my Amazon and said, I don't use that card for nothing. What the fuck are you talking about? Go scream at somebody else. Scream at your other husband. I don't know who the fuck you're yelling at, woman.
And then I said, go look at our bank account.
Oh, this was a total sidetrack. We got to take this out.
We do. Okay. Fucking Window Nation.
Yeah.
Also, this is part of the sidetrack. That is coming from, I thought I was putting in a request for a company out of Beaver Creek.
Oh, yeah.
And then they told me they couldn't help me, but they'd forwarded my information onto one of their partners. And then it's not a local affiliate. Apparently, it's a national affiliate that is calling out of, they're doing that phone number disguise thing. Yeah. So it comes out like, oh, we're calling you locally, which for me, that's not the local number that calls me. So fudge off to you.
Fudge off to you. Yeah, yeah. Fudge off to you. That's our new saying around these parts. Fudge off to you.
Well, I'm trying not to have curse words in my everyday language so I don't cuss all the time at work because we actually get disciplined at work for cussing. That's funny.
Like the busiest, most urban, most violent police department in the area. You can't cuss. And I'm out in the suburbs like, fuck y'all, motherfuckers.
Yeah, I can't be doing that. Or I could go work for Sugar Creek where they can tell people they're acting like fucking assholes.
Well, some people are acting like fucking assholes.
But we're not allowed to do that once they're in custody and being fine.
Can you do it when they're out of custody? Can you tell them they're fucking assholes out of custody?
Not really.
Okay. Like, I was like, that's an interesting line.
No, you can... You can tell them, like, put your fucking hands up. Stop fucking moving. Don't that kind of thing. But the minute you start, like, insulting them, so to speak.
Well, that's fair. We shouldn't be insulting people out there in the world.
But, like, the one time we assisted Sugar Creek, they were this guy on a...
Oh, you told me about that guy. He was weak.
Yeah, it kind of was. I mean, the dude was being an asshole. Fuckface. But, you know, like, you can't tell him you're being an asshole. Okay, sorry, Chuck. Yeah, but that's kind of what I was, that's what I would tell people, the same thing. Like, go do stuff, like, try new things. If you don't like it, you're at least going to meet somebody. Mm-hmm. Or go do something by yourself that you do enjoy, and then that's how you meet people that you have things in common with. But a lot of people are probably just, that's nerve-wracking, that's afraid like a scary thing to do by yourself.
But, as you know.
Yeah, I did that a couple times.
One time paid out. That's me. I paid out. Just agree.
You did. You bought me shrimp tacos.
I did. I bought you shrimp tacos.
What else did you buy? Because I feel like...
I probably bought your drinks that night.
You did. You bought some of them.
Yeah, I probably did. Actually, I'd be surprised if you left the first bar with a tab at all, because I bet a couple guys bought you drinks.
Nope, I paid for most of them. I think Kim paid for the wine that she picked for me, and I think you paid for...
the last drink after you said you couldn't drive home if you had another drink, and I was like, drink this and come home with me, baby.
That's, yeah, that's so how that happens. Yeah.
There's something like that. All right, is that the end of our friendship conversation?
I think so for now, until we hear from what all the listeners have to say.
All right.
Because I'm curious what they would tell.
We can circle back to this for sure. We have plenty of episodes ahead of us to circle back to friendship.
Yeah, yeah. I would love to hear people's opinions on, can men and women be friends?
Yeah. Do you have opposite sex friends that you're like best friends that you're close to? Or do you completely run away from that idea?
And then... I would love to hear people's opinions on how they made their best friends. Like, I guess that's not an opinion. That's a story.
Yeah. Where you got your best friend. Where'd you dig that asshole up at?
Yeah. Do I have to do the outro on this one?
I can do it if you want.
Yay, you made it.
And if you want to send us a message at podcast@NicoleandEric.com, tell us about if you have a opposite sex best friend that you're close to, how that works out and how you do that. Or if you want to tell us about what you think about when's a good time or where's a good place to make new friends. Until next time, peace out. Say goodbye.
Oh, I was allowed to.
I hope so.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us on this adventure today.